The two Diana pictures are considered the masterpieces, and they are truly extraordinary works of art. And they were meant to be seen as a pair. They were painted as a pair. And you can tell this, you can see the continuity between the two in terms of the visual connection with the stream that runs from one to the other, and also simply by the pronounced, you know, sensuality of the subject matter that he's chosen to illustrate here. These are bathing scenes, so it gave Titian the opportunity to maximize the amount of flesh that he could put into his compositions. The painting on the left, which is Diana and Actaeon, illustrates the story of the hunter Actaeon, who inadvertently stumbles upon Diana and her nymphs in their grotto bathing. And Diana, in her rage at this intrusion, will eventually turn him into a stag, and he'll be torn to pieces by his own hounds. The other composition, Diana and Callisto, is equally extraordinary in that it shows Diana, again, with her nymphs in the bath, and she has become suspicious of Callisto, her handmaiden, and has just ordered her other nymphs to strip her because she was hesitant in disrobing for her bath. And the reason for that was that she's pregnant. It's a very strange story. Jupiter seduces Callisto, but in the guise of Diana. Diana has perceived this. She didn't know who was responsible. She just knew that Callisto is pregnant, and she had broken her vows of celibacy, and for that she had to be punished. Diana has just given the order to expose this shame, and as a consequence of this, Callisto is banished from Diana's entourage, and eventually she's turned into a bear by Juno, who was Jupiter's vengeful wife. But the moment that Titian shows is one of extraordinary anguish for Callisto.
Press the green button to hear more. For more about Ovid and Titian's later style, press the red button. What makes a great painting? Press the yellow button.